This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our guy Charlie Slow's voice of the Nats right here on the Beltway Blitz. Charlie, tale of two games. Game number one against against Seattle. They couldn't have hit water if they fell out of a boat. Last night they couldn't stop hitting. It was a fun one.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to see when you come to the park, and you'd think that it's always going to come down to what kind of day the starting pitching had. And, you know, in game one of the series, Logan Evans, the Nats couldn't touch him other than Wood's home run. And lo and behold, after 88 pitches and allowing a run on four hits, he got sent down to the minor leagues after the game by the Mariners.
Yeah.
But yesterday, Trevor Williams was the beneficiary of two back-to-back home runs, solo homers by Garcia and Josh Bell in the second, got to pitch with a lead, and probably was his finest outing of the year, finest outing in a long time. Just three hits. They never really threatened. They had a runner at second, a runner to second, just once got to third in the sixth inning. It was an easy night for him. He even had a runner caught stealing, 77 pitches in six innings. But the offense was a big story. I mean, another titanic home run for Wood in the fifth inning, 435 feet after the longest of his career the night before at 448. This one he pulled, not one of these line drives. This one was way up in the air, a majestic home run. He had a two-run double in the eighth inning. You also had Robert Hassel with three hits in the game and drove in two runs. His last hit was his first major league home run. But Josh Bell, we mentioned his solo homer. He had not had a multi-hit game yet this year, and he had a home run and two singles and another ball caught at the fence. So if he's about to get hot, and we know when he gets hot, it lasts for a while. Maybe last night was the start.
Charlie, you guys have had some great calls of James Wood homers this year. One of my favorite things to do as well is after listening to you guys and hearing how you guys describe it is go into the opposing team's broadcast to see how they feel the first time they see James Wood. And last night, hearing the Mariners broadcasters talk about that home run last night, what's it like calling his home runs and seeing him as a first full-time around the bigs now, seeing him be able to do what he's done this season?
It's really incredible. Even going back to last year, hitting all the home runs the opposite way. You guys were in spring training when he hit that low line drive to left field.
Yep.
Didn't look like it could possibly look like it went through the fence. I mean, he didn't think it would get over. So, I mean, he hits it every type of way and everything seems to be hit hard. And he's figuring out now when they pitch him in how to turn on a ball and pull it with more regularity. It's pretty scary because if you thought you could pitch him in and that would, you know, not let him get his arms extended to hit the ball up the middle and the other way, good luck now.
Charlie, how big a deal was that start for Trevor Williams, who'd been scuffling a little bit, kind of coming into that one, not used to seeing him go past, get through the fifth inning, let alone six full, zero earned runs, only three hits, three base runners allowed. He was tremendous. How big a deal was that for him?
I haven't talked to him yet about it, but I'm sure, you know, he felt great. Davey said after the game, felt the difference was he wasn't trying to get swings and misses. He was just trying to execute his pitches and throw strikes because walks and hit batters had become a problem. Just a lot of base runners in all of his starts. There were three balls that were hit deep. They were all caught. It is a pitcher's park. It's hard to hit home runs there. The Mariners will tell you that. They're a much better offensive team on the road than they are at home. But again, he needed a game like that. And, you know, other than those three fly balls, you know, nothing was really hit hard against him. And he did get swings and misses. He got a lot of called strikes. It was certainly his best game of the year. And he probably could have pitched more than 77 pitches over six innings. But I think they were, you know, thanks very much at that point.
What have you made of Mackenzie Gore this season? It feels like he's always shown that he's had that. He's had this kind of stuff to be able to strike out guys like he has this season, but maybe the mentality wasn't there or he wasn't able to be as consistent. Feels like for the most part this year he's been pretty consistent, even if he's not going into the seventh, giving you at least six innings. What have you made of Gore's start this year?
Yeah, you know, I think he's been unlucky at times with bad results on good pitches. He's the best 2-5 pitcher in baseball right now, leading the major leagues in strikeouts with 93 in 62 and a third. That's an amazing ratio. He's given up less hits than he's pitched. The walks are better. He stayed out of the 30-pitch innings. He's given up just eight home runs, 246 average against him. You know, sometimes you're just unlucky, particularly that game in Baltimore where he struck out a ton, and then every time the ball was put into play, something bad happened where it turned into a hit. So, you know, you hope that you have some innings like Jake Irvin did in his last start where he didn't strike out a bunch, but he got a lot of, you know, early outs on the low pitch count. You know, he could use a game like that also, like similar to what Trevor Williams had last night. So, you know, I look forward to every time he pitches. You know, he's probably, with stuff-wise, the closest thing we've seen since Max Scherzer was here.
Charlie, you mentioned unlucky. I feel like nobody's been unluckier, maybe Dylan Cruz is the exception, than Luis Garcia. His batting average on balls in play is sub-240. All the metrics are good. His hard hit percentage is the highest of his career. Strikeout percentage is among the lowest. Feels like he constantly either is getting robbed or hitting the ball to the warning track or whatever. Just terrible luck for Luis Garcia. It was good to see him get one last night.
Yeah, I mean, he's had, I think, more outfielders make great catches on him. I mean, the game one of the series, he hit two balls, a ton to right center field, and Leody Taveras, who's a center fielder playing right field, ran both of them down deep in the gap. I finally said to him after the game, we got back to the hotel last night, you finally hit one he couldn't get to because it landed over the wall. He's like, it's unbelievable. Then he had a ball hit to center field, and Rodriguez made a sliding catch on a ball he hit in the fifth inning. So, yeah, I would say, you know, he should have better than a .233 average and more production than he has. But, you know, as long as he keeps swinging, trying to take the ball up the middle, not trying to pull everything. And then, of course, you know, the best thing this year for him, besides the bad luck offensively, has been the best year he's ever had in the field defensively. No question.
Charlie, thank you as always, man. We'll talk soon.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
See you, my friend. There he goes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.